Okay, today is Daf Ayin Aleph. We are on Daf Ayin Aleph on the top line. Today we'll learn Shir to Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Yisrael ben Rav Kisil Tzadok. My grandfather is there to this today. Shem Hashem and Aliyah. Rav Yehuda Omer, B'Yisrael Chodesh Echad. So Rav Yehuda said that when Yisrael makes a neder, then it has to be Mekayim for 1 month, and if it's a Kohen, then for 2 months. Try to give more of a leeway to get out of it, because it's not reversible. Right. When Yisrael, it's reversible. So the Gemara has a kasha, Hainu Tanakama. The first half of Rabbi Yehuda's statement is the same thing as the Tanakama. Why did he have to say, on the Yisrael, I agree with the month, and Kohen in the second month? So the Gemara answers, the obvious answer, Amar Abaya, Kohenes Ashalash Meinan. Yeah, he's telling us about a Kohenes. You're right, the Chiddush is the Kohenes. Enochanam, he agrees that on a Kohen, on a Yisrael, it's 1 month. He just said it to introduce the fact that when it comes to a Kohen, he disagrees. Rava Amar, a different vart. Chodesh Mole or Chodesh Chaser Iker Benayu. It could be they're arguing about a Chodesh Mole or a Chodesh Chaser. When someone says, we say we give him a month.
Right.
How long is that? Is it 30 days or 29 days? Then, who just said no? Because the Tanakhama didn't say, what did the Tanakhama say? If you go back to the Mishnah. What? The Tanakhama said, Aj Lamed Yom. And then who just said a Chodesh. What's the difference? Lamed Yom is Lamed Yom. A Chodesh, it depends. It could be Lamed, it could be 29. Okay. Amar Rav. Rav said, Lo Shanu, that's only true, Ela B'Mefaresh. That's only true if you gave a specific time frame. Aval, B'Stam, but if it's Stam, what do you mean Stam? I make an nether against you. Stam. Then, Yotzi, La'alter, V'Yitein, Tzuva. The marriage is over right at that moment. Shmuel Amar? Shmuel says, no. Afilu b'stam, even stam, lo yoti, you still don't get it right away. Shem yim to Pesach l'nidro. Maybe you can find a way to get out of it. What kind of nidro are we talking about here in the Mishnah? What kind of nidro are we talking about?
Not allowed to benefit from
it. Not about a benefit. Right? So the Gemara says, 1 second. But if ligu b'chad azimna. We had this already. We had this exact same machlokas by Tashmish. Ditnan, a few days ago, if someone makes a neder, he's not going to have relations with his wife. So Beishamai Omrim, Shtei Shabbosos. Beishamai says that you can let her stay married for 2 weeks. Why? Because anyway, there are times in a woman's life when she can't be with her husband for 2 weeks. And Beishil Omrim, Shabbos Achas, 1 week. And we say, oh, you learn out from having a baby, or you learn out from Nida. Now, V'amar Rav, and Rav said, that machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is b'mafarish. Is what you said. I'm not having relations with you for 3 months, 3 years, 10 years, whatever it is. So for 2 weeks we'll let, and then, or 1 week, and then avo b'stam, but if you said stam, never have relations with you again, then yotzi la'alter. It's over. V'yitin k'suva. You have to give the k'suva right now. Rav said the same thing over here. Ushmuel Amar and Shmuel said, "Afilu b'stam nami, even stam lo yotzi shema yim to pesach l'nidro. Maybe you can find a way out of the nether." So the question is, why do they have to argue about the same thing twice? Right? So the Gemara says tzricha. It's necessary to say both machlokas. Why? To eat mebahahi. Because if I only would have had the machlokas about Tashmish, where bahi kamar Rav, that's when Rav said the marriage is over instantly. Why? There's no other way to you can't there's no substitute for that. You're the only one that could have tasha with your wife. No one else could do that. Therefore, you make a neder that is never again gonna have tasha, the marriage is over. But with support, you get a parnes. Right? Have someone else do it. Ema modele l'shmuel. Maybe Rav would agree with Shmuel. Maybe Rav would agree that, you know what? The marriage shouldn't be over so fast. Maybe you can find a way out of it. Maybe you can find a way out. Right? V'id mar baha, and if only would have had the case of support, baha ka amar Shmuel. That's only what Shmuel said is din. Why? Mishum de efshim b'parnes. Because you can have a parnes. Aval bahahi. But in the case of Tashmish, ema moda le l'rav, maybe Shmuel would agree with Rav. Yeah, someone makes a nether like that. There's no parnes. Well, that's it. So what kind of marriage is that? Therefore, tzmicha. Therefore, it was necessary to say both shitas in both instances. Both machlokas in both instances. Okay? Next. Tanan. Good? Tanan. Hamadir es ishto. The Mishnah said this. The Mishnah said, Hamadir es ishto, if someone makes a neder against his wife, shlotitam echad mikol haperos, that she cannot taste any peros.
A certain fruit.
What?
A certain fruit.
No, from mikol haperos.
One.
What does mikol haperos mean?
All.
Right? Yoti v'yiten ksuva. You have to, the marriage is over, and you have to give a ksuva. So, the question is going to be, how come by tashrish and by support, you get to wait a little, Shmuel says, let's wait a little bit. By fruit, right away it's over. What's the difference? So before we get to that question, just Tosfos points out, look at the Tosfos of Bishlomo L'Rav. Bishlomo L'Rav, Tosfos points out a very, I make a ned that you can't have fruit. What kind of neder is that? What kind of neder is that? Why are they making a neder like that? Do I even have the right to make such a neder on a wife? So Rashi, so Tosfos says, Salka Daitin Biditala Bitashmish. No, the fruit is tied into Tashmish. To Amar, you say, Yeser Hanas Tashmishi Halai, I won't have Tashmish with you, Im Tito Miosa Amin, if you eat that fruit. That's a whole different neder. It's not a case, I mean, you can't have apples. What kind of neder is that?
Yeah, how can the husband control consumption?
Right. So that's what Tosfos says, it's tied to Tashmish. That's a whole different story. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So what's the halacha? A guy makes a neder on his wife about fruit. That's it. The marriage is over right away. Right? Now, Bishlomo L'Rav. The Rav, that makes perfect sense according to Rav. Why? Khan, over here in the Seifa, is Bistam. It was Stam. Therefore, Rav holds a Stam neder, an indefinite period neder, is over. Ends the marriage. That makes perfect sense. And Khan, and the ratio was Mepharish. You said for 30 days. So it's 30 days, it's 30 days. El Shmuel Kasha. But according to Shmuel, why are you getting a divorce right away? Why is the marriage over right away? Shmuel said, well, don't be such a rush. Maybe we'll find a way to make a Pesach. So the Gemara answers, no. Hacha b'mayaskinan, you know what's going on here? Kigon shenod rahi. She made the neder. We alluded to this yesterday. She made the neder, v'kayim la'ihu, and he was mekayim it. What are you waiting for now? She made a neder. I don't want to have to look at you. I don't have to eat fruit. Tashmish. It's all usher. He says, amen. So then what kind of Pesach we're looking for now? Even Shmuel would agree. What are you waiting for now? It's over. Right? She made it and you mekayim it. What more do you want? The kasavar of Meir, and Meir holds, who knows Saint Etzba Bain Shineha? He puts her finger in her mouth. I think that's what that means. He puts her finger in her mouth. What does that mean? Says Rashi in the last wide line, Shenadra he. Uma yesh lo od lahamten. What are we waiting for? What is it to wait for? Right? I nichala lidida lemishkal ksuva umapik lo tavakesh pesach lenidra. If she's going to get a ksuva, I think Rashi's saying, well, if there's a ksuva, she'll make a pesach. There won't be a pesach. Aval hecha da adra ihu. But when she made a neder, kigon milahanos lo yamtin. I'm sorry, that's where she made a neder. He was mekayimit. But if he makes a neder, right? Kigon lahanos lo tavana from him. Yamtin shami yamatzi pesach lenidra. Maybe you'll find the pesach. In other words, that's what I said. He is facilitating her neder. He takes her finger and puts it in her mouth, and then she takes a bite out of her own finger. Meaning, she's biting her nose, a spider face. She made a neder, and he was mekayim it. So he facilitated her neder. What are you waiting for? What's going to happen now? We're going to find the Pesach. They both made a neder, basically.
I know what's wrong with his neder. He says, don't let me have any cake for the next 2 years. And I'm, you know, it was all a good idea.
So that, no, that's, but that's not the cake. That's not the cake.
If I have cake, you're not going
to... Okay, so that's not a kind of marriage, is that? That's not a marriage, that's not a normal thing to say.
She initiates
it. I understand why they mean, because you want to lose weight, all these chesbonos. It's all good. It's all good. I understand all that. So first of all, that's not what's going on here.
What?
But that's not.
It's related to silence.
What? Yeah, but it's not because we want to be better. Right, we're making a neder because we want to be better. That's not what's going on here. What would be such a case if we do a neder like yours? I don't know. But that's not what's going on here. They're not doing it because they love each other so much that they need an extra push, an incentive. Something's going on here. They're doing it because they don't like each other. Now, by the way, if a suffer of mayor who knows in etzba ben shineha, does a mayor even hold like that? That he puts the finger in her mouth? Is that true? V'atani, we have a brisa. Ha'isha shenadra b'nazir. A woman makes a neder that she's going to become a nazir. V'shama baila, the husband hears that. Crazy lady here. Makes a neder that she's going to become a nazir. V'shama v'lo hefer. V'lo hefer la. He doesn't say a word. He lets her be a nazir. So Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Omrim, she, nasna etzba ben shineha. It's as if she did it to herself. Don't blame the husband. All the husband did was not be meiferet. That's all he did. Why does that become his fault? All he did was not be meiferet. She made an edit. Okay, you want us to go. What? Fine. Says Rav Meir here, that doesn't mean it's his neder. Because he didn't meiferet. It's her own fault. Everything is hers. Whatever the halachic ramifications of that are, it's all hers. So, we just said a second ago that Rav Meir said it's him. Now you see Rav Meir clearly said it's not. He nasna ed lefikach, therefore, im ratza ba lahafar yafir. If he wants to be mefer, he can be mefer. If he wants to, he can. Im amar efshi beisha nadronis. I don't want to marry women that make neders. I don't want to be with such a woman. I don't know what the big favorite is. I don't want to be with such a woman who makes neders. Teitze shalom b'ktuva. He can divorce her without a ktuva. The later in the week, we're going to have mishnayos to say that if you marry a woman and she has said she has no nadarim and she ends up having nadarim, it's like the wedding never even happened. It's like a mekach tos. She lied to you. So I guess neders is a big deal. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar Omrim, no. Who knows in etzba ben shina? No, it's as if he facilitated the nether. It's as if his nether also. Lefikach, therefore, imratza habal hafer yafer. If he wants to, he can be made for it. V'im amar efshi beisha nadronis. I don't want a woman here who's. I don't like women who make nethers. I don't like those kind of women. Yotzi v'iten ktuva. You have to give a ktuva. Why? Because it's your nether. So what do you see from this brisa? First of all, you see two things. Rav Meir holds it's not the husband's fault. And a minute ago, Shmuel said it is. Rav Meir holds it is the husband's fault. So, Epach, you're right. You have to switch around the people's names. Rav Meir, Epach. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda Omrim, who knows saying, that Rav Meir says, yeah, Hitaka does do it. Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar, Omrim, Hinasna. Switch it around. There are Biosi and Rabbi Lazar say, no, she does it to herself. Okay? Yeah. Now, Visavar Rabbi Yossi, he nasna. Does Rabbi Yossi even hold that? Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that? That she did it to herself? Votnan. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, Be'anius, when it comes to a neder of a poor woman, Shalom nasan kitzva, where there was no kitzva. But there was no end to the neder, and therefore what says Rashi? Shenat lo nasan kitzva yotzi v'yiten ksuva. You get a ksuva. Why do you get a ksuva? Why does she get a ksuva? Because it's her. It's his fault. The husband's fault. Alma, who knows him? He's putting the finger in her mouth. He's facilitating the neder. If you facilitate the neder, you get a ksuva. Hilka daha v'nadra he v'kayim who. She made the neder, he was mekayimit. V'ukim to b'masnithim. That's what I was just talking about. So how could Rabbi Yossi, right? So how could Rabbi Yossi hold two opposite things? How could he hold in the Mishnah that it's him, and here in the Brisa hold it's her? So the Gemara's going to answer, again switch around the names. Rather, aim like this. Rameir, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim, who knows, saying? Yes, Rameir and Rabbi Yossi say he's the one that did it. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Omrim, he nasna. And Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar hold, no, it's her own neder's fault. It's her own neder. Now again, v'sav Rabbi Yehuda, he nasna, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that? That it's only her fault? It's her fault? V'atnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, be Israel, when it comes to Israel, yom echad, yikayim. Right? What neder was that? That was the neder with the fruit. So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, one day you can keep the nether, because you have one day anyway to make the nether. One day anyway you have to be made for the nether. So So one day, keep the neder. After that, you can be made for it. And then we said, for a kohen, it's 2 days. Right? So what do you see from here? What?
If it would be, if
exactly. If she gets tiksuva, meaning what? He's facilitating the neder. Right. So there are three people that hold that way. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ema, change the bride to the say, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Omrim, who knows him? That it's his fault. Rav Elazar, Omer, he nathna. And Rav Elazar says, Taka, it's only Rav Elazar that holds, it's her own neder.
Rav Yehuda,
no, we changed it now. No one holds that except for Belazar, who we don't have a price about him anyway. And by the way, says the Gemara, V'im tim salomar zuge zuge katani, and if you want to say that it had to be two pairs, so it was two and two, then Aim would say like this, Rameir, Rabbalaza, Omrim, Hinasna, Rameir and Rabbalaza would hold it's her, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Omrim, who knows Aim? Now what's the problem? Our Mishnah can't be Rameir. Right, our Mishnah, which is a Stam Mishnah, cannot be Reb Meir, which is an unusual thing, but it's not unheard of. Okay, good. Now, next, V'savar Reb Yossi. Does Reb Yossi really hold by Anios? And when it comes to Anios, when it comes to a poor person, Shalonos on Kitzva, and they didn't give a time frame for the marriage, Alma Baal Mati Mefer. That the husband can be made for it? Verminu, 1 second. Eil dvarim shabal mufar. Here are the things that a baal can be made for. Dvarim shiyesh bein inri nefesh. Things that have to do with inri nefesh, which make her ugly. That's what the issue is. So it's between him and her. If she says, I'm making an edda, I'm not eating potato chips. What does that do with him? Right, like you said, it makes it look better. It's skinnier, right? So that's nothing wrong with that edda. He can't even be made for that neder. I'm not eating potato chips anymore. Make a neder like that.
Unless you tie it to
Tashish. But if you don't, what have to do with him? How about this one? I'm making a neder. I'm not taking a bath anymore. I'm not taking a shower anymore. That affects him, right? Smells up the house. Im erchat, im lo erchat. I will wash. I won't wash. Im eshkot, im lo eshkot. I'm not going to put on jewelry and makeup. I will. All these things affect him because it makes her look more ugly, more manuvel. Amr Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein elu nidre inu nefesh." That's not inu nefesh. What's the big deal? If elu hein nidre inu nefesh, what is inu nefesh? Shelo ochal basar. She's not going to eat wine, eat meat. Shelo tish tayayin. She's not going to drink wine. I'm not exactly sure why those are considered inu nefesh. What's the big deal about that? Shelo eshkot the big day. Sivonim. I'm not going to wear colored clothing. I'm not going to look pretty. Right? All those things. So what's the kasha? So how could our Mishnah hold that a baal could be made for these kinds of nizarim? Right? So what's the issue? That has nothing to do with him. So the more answers, hachomai eskinan, bidvarim shebeino lebeina. No, they're between the two of them. Rashi says something very interesting. Bidvarim lebeino lebeina. Rashi says sam hamashir es hasar. It's some kind of drink that makes the hair removal. So that's between them. He doesn't want to have so much hair. So that is an issue between the two of them. So therefore, he's allowed to be made for that neder. But it's time a neder. I'm not eating potato chips. I don't want to drink wine. What does that do with him? That goes according to the one who holds that such a neder can be mefer. It's meferable. But if you hold, it's not meferable. What are you going to say? The itmar, because you learned dvarim shebeino lebeina, things between him and her. Rabhuna omer habal mefer. The baal can be mefer. Ravada barava omer ein habal mefer. Not true. He can't be mefer it. Shalom matzinu shabal shuel shemes ba'afar pir. You never found a fox that died because the pen where the place where it lives was a little dirty. And that's what that means, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so she doesn't take a shower. What, are you going to die? So she didn't shower. So you're going to die from that? I'm not going to die. No one ever died from that. Not the person, the other person, the other spouse. And die from that. She doesn't want to wear makeup. Are you going to die from that? Because she doesn't wear makeup. That never happened before. What kind of neder is that? What gives me the right to be made for that? Yeah, if she makes a neder, I'm usher to you, that's a different story. So I don't want to wear jewelry. Well, you're not going to die from that. Big deal, so she doesn't wear jewelry. What's been, why is that between the two of you? So the Gemara answers, Ela hacha mayaskinan, kigon, you're right, the lesnehu kilikishute betashmish hamita. The wearing of the jewelry is tied into tashmish. That's a different story. The armor, she says, Ya eser hanas tashmish achalai, I will not have tashmish with you im iskashet, if I put on jewelry or makeup. That's a whole different story. Right? The armor of Kahana, could the armor of Kahana, like Rav Kahana said, the armor of Kahana, hanas tashmishi alecha, if someone says, I'm making a neder that I'm not going to have tashmish with you, kofe umishamto, you force her. So Rashi says, no, there's no Rashi here. The Rabbi Chana Wasserman asks, what do you mean you force her? You're not allowed to force her. What does it mean you force her? Not allowed to force her. So he gives a very, he answers as follows. Not only that, it gets worse. It says that there's a Gemara in the Darim that talks about 10 bad things you could do with your wife to produce bad children. One of them is if you force her. One of them is if she doesn't go to the mikvah. All these terrible things, right? But one of them is if you force her. So what does it mean, force her? So Rabbi Chanan answers that what it means is, really she does want to have tashmish. Really she does. But she made a nether. Why she made the nether, I don't know. But therefore, you're forcing her. It's not forcing her. She wants to. Just as a nether standing in the way. So what do? You push the nether aside. How do you do that? She has no right to make a nether. Beno lebeno. So the Gemara uses a lashon of forcing. It's not forcing. It's not like you're pinning her down. It's not like that. She wants to. But she made a nether. Why'd she make a nether? I don't know, because she heard the women make nether. She made a nether also. So how do I get out of that nether? Says something, don't worry about it. I'm going to ignore that nether. But ben ola ben ola, I could ignore it. That's what it means, forcing. Okay. Hanoz tashmishek alai. If he makes a nether, she makes a nether that tashmish is aser. Yafer, he could be made for that. What does that mean? That's a different story. What? The hana of tashmish, your hana is asr on me? Is that what it's saying?
No, she forbids herself the pleasure of tashmish.
She forbids herself the pleasure of tashmish on what condition?
It's directed at her own benefit. It's not affecting the husband. It's like, I don't
want to
have
a law. Yeah, but it's tied to the makeup.
She's making another that she's not going to have a law from the tashmish with him.
She's not going to have enough from the tashmish of him. And therefore he can't be made for... What?
How can he be made for that?
What do you mean?
That she's not going to have enough from the tashmish with him. How's he going to be made for that?
It's exactly the point. Lefisha ein ma'achil la'adam davra asurlo. Right? So he's made for it. Why? Because it's beinola beina. So the Gemara asked, velotus kashet velota asur. So let her not put on makeup. And then she won't be asur. The whole thing is, if you make me put on makeup, right? You make me put on jewelry, then I'm asuring tashmish. Right? So what we say? You can push that other aside. Why push it aside? So don't let her put on makeup. That's all. Exactly. MK and Carly Menuveles. That's them making her ugly. That's not an option. You hear that? That's not an option.
We seem to be going around in a circle.
Why?
I don't seem to be going. We don't seem to be going further.
What do you mean?
This answer could have been given 20 minutes ago. Keep just going around in a circle. We're trying to get that little tiny little point.
Right. Since we could have said the same thing before. In other words, don't let me have fruit. Exactly. So don't eat fruit. Then the tashmish is mutter.
Exactly.
Right? So, okay, here, that's a good question. So now the Gemara asks, v'tiskashet v'tiyaser. So let her put on the jewelry, and she'll taka biyaser. Ile be'shamay shtei shabbosos, ile be'tilel shabbos achas. So you still have 2 weeks, or 1 week. You still have time. Why? Look at Rashi right here. Am I yotzi la'alta v'yitin ksuva? Why do you have to give him a divorce right the second? And give the ksuva. Why? This is kashid vita asr. She'll let her put on the makeup, and then what will happen? The neder will kick in. She'll become asr. It's as if you made a neder against your wife, right? Utsinana, we learned, prepare kafal pi, lebe shamay shtesha basos, lebe sil, shabbos achas. So what's going on here? Why do I have to run rush to the bezdin? Give it time, give it a week, and maybe you'll get a Pesach. So the Gemara gives a very smart answer. Now, hani mili hechad da adri ihu. That's where he made the neder. He made a neder. So for Savru, we think, now the Mirzah's rasach alivei, he got all hot under the collar. He got all upset at something. She did, right? So he made a neder. V'hashta miyesev daite. He'll calm down. He'll calm down. We'll figure out a way to get out of it. Avol hacha, but over here, no. Dinadri ihi. She made the neder. V'shasnik lei. And he kept quiet. You don't want to have tashas with me? All the better. Keep quiet. V'savra midi ishtak. Since he was quiet, Mr. Hudasanili. He must hate me. He allowed the neder to go. I was trying to make a play for attention. I made such a neder, and he said, "Yeah." He gave amen. Didn't say a word. Obviously, he's on the same page. So, what are you waiting a week for?
This is worse than what he said before. She said the exact same thing, and he said amen. Yeah.
What was that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh huh. What was that?
Just before today.
It wasn't about attachment. It was about the.
They all look the same.
Right.
Well, there's no reconciliation, Karita.
No. If that's exactly the point.
If he was in a bad mood, he's okay.
So he's in a. If he's in a.
Yeah, because then there's no out. It's like there's an agreement.
Right. So Yossi's asking. You're asking. Why can't there be a reconciliation period even if this happens?
Yeah, he was
pleased. What happened? He made an edit. We said, what happened? He got angry. He made an edit. So give him a week. He'll calm down, and we'll figure out a way to get out of it. Oh, but if she makes an neder and he's mekayim it, that's terrible. There's no way out of that. Mm-hmm. Right? Maybe she made the neder out of anger, and he was mekayim the neder in anger, and when everybody calms down...
You see, the difference is, on those examples, there's two people.
Right.
It has to always have two, both of them on the same thing.
Exactly. So the Gemara assumes...
It has to always be she making it and him confirming it.
Correct. So the Gemara assumes that if that happens, there's no way to retract it. That's what the Gemara must assume.
They've never heard of marriage there.
Right. It was a rash decision.
Right.
Oh, they're both in a bad mood.
And when cooler heads prevail,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
what did you say?
Really not.
Well, the Jewish psychologists. Right?
Okay. Next. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ba'anius, Shalonas on Kitzva. Right? Rabbi Yossi said that when there was a poor girl, when it was a poor people, there was no time frame. So... Then we said there has to be a time frame. So Kama Kitzva, how long is that? What was this for? This was for what? For a neder. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yud Beis Chodesh, a year. The Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Biyachan, Ether Shanim, 10 years. Rabbi Chizda, Amar Vimi, Regel, well, one Regel. Shekin Benos Yisrael, Miskat Shetetz Be Regel. Because on Yantif, they put on makeup, they look good. Ubashir is Lamed Yom, Maishna Lamed Yom, where 30 days come from? Because Amar Abaye Shekin Isha Chashuva Nenis Mereach Kishuteha Lamed Yom, a fancy woman would put on perfume every day for 30 days. The whole discussion
about
what it lasts for 30 days, right? Okay.
Expensive,
Right. So one of the Rishonim asked, then if she put it on 2 weeks ago, she only have 2 more weeks. So it's a low plug. It's low plug 30 days. Okay. Next, listen to this one. Hamadir Es Ishto. If somebody makes a neder against his wife, shelo teilech lebeis aviya, the husband says, "Make a neder; you're not allowed to go to your father's house." So such a neder like that. So bizman shehu ima, if the father lives in the same city, chodesh ach echad yikayim. So for 1 month they could stay married. Shnayim yotzi vitein ksuva. After 2 months he has to give her a get, and he has to pay a ksuva. What kind of neder? What kind of thing is that? She can't visit her father. Ubizman shehu be'ir acheres, but if he's in a different town, then a different story. Regel echad yikayim, one regel they could yes stay married for the next regel. Shlosha, but for 3 regalim, yotzi v'yitein ksuva, he has to give a ksuva. What happened to 2 regalim? Right, what happened to that? We'll see that in a minute in the Gemara. Hamadir es ishto, if somebody makes a neder on his wife, shalot teilech lebeith ha'avel. I don't want you paying a shiva call to that. I make a neder, you can't pay a shiva call over there. Oh, lebeith ha'mishta. Well, you can't go to that wedding. Yotzi, they have to get divorced. V'yitein ksuva. And he has to pay a ksuva. Mipnei, shenol b'fanel. He's closing the door to the whole world. She gets to stay home her whole life. What kind of marriage is that? What kind of thing is that? V'yema yatoy mishum davar acher rishai. But if his reason is, the Gemara is going to say, what is davar acher? It's low people there, bad people there, that's okay. Right? That's okay. Amar la. If he tells her, I'm not exactly sure how to read this. Almanas, on condition, shetomri liploni, that you tell Ploni, masha amarta li, what I tell you to tell him? Is that what it means?
No, what you told me.
What?
You told somebody something that I told, that you told me.
Say that again? Who told who? A man says to his wife, I make him neder, that I want you to tell me, what? What Reuven said about me?
No.
No. What?
You tell that person.
You tell Reuven.
What you said to me.
You tell Reuven what you said to me.
It divulges
a secret. Okay. Tomri Laploni Masha Marti Li. You tell Reuven what you told me. Right? Oh, or Mesha Marti Lach, what I told you. Right? You go tell Reuven what we spoke about. We were intimate last night. Go tell him. Oh, or. That's one thing. Oh, or. Which is not an appropriate thing to do. Right? That's not appropriate. Oh, or shetehe mimaleya umora lashpa, or that she should fill up or fill down the garbage. Is that what that means? Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. This is you fill up or pour out into the garbage.
Yotzi v'yitein ksuva. Tomorrow the Gemara will explain what that means. You get it that the marriage is over, and she gets a ksuva for that. She gets a ksuva. So first of all, hagufa kasha. The whole mission doesn't make any sense. Amar Tzip said, regal echadikayim. One regal that could stay married. Hashnayim, yotzi, vitein ksuva. But two, you have to give a ksuva. Aim a seifa. Look at the seifa. That's it, you had enough?
Enough of this. I'm confused.
Shlosha, but three regalim, yotzi, vitein ksuva. The implication is, hashnayim, yikayim. Two is still okay. So which one is it? What's two? So Amar Abaya, Seifa Asan LeKehenes for Yehudahi. No, the three is by a Kohenes. In other words, if it's a Yisrael, one regal. If it's a Kehenes, two regals. Three, and that was a Yehudah who always gave a Kohen more time. Okay? Rabba Bar Ula Amar, no, lo kasha. No, it's not a kasha. No. Khan, in the Resha, where we said it was one regal, it was Biridufa. Right? What does Redufa mean?
She's anxious
to go to her father. So then you get one regal. Kan, b'she'ena Redufa, the Seifa that said that you get two, she's not so close with him. Right? Not so close with him. So the fact that he made it, I don't want to visit your father. You know what? For two regala, that doesn't bother me. More than that, we're not so close. But more than that, it's still my father. So more than that already, it's no good. Right? So based on this Gemara, Tosfos has an unbelievable vart, an unbelievable thought. Listen to this Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos of the last Tosfos on the page. Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel explains, Diregel Rishon, that after a couple gets married, the first yontif, where do they go? The first yontif after a couple gets married, he, Regila, she goes home to her family. Listen to this. Not because there's some kind of rule that the first yontif has to go to the wife. That's not the reason. Leilech to go, ulahagid shivcha bebeis avia, to go back to her father and tell her father how happy she is being married to this man. To tell all his praises, to sing his praises. That's the regal sheni, but the second regal already, ain't even difficult kach. Exactly. Not so excited already to go tell all the shavach about the guy.
Why do you think she's not as happy as her first year?
What? She is. She could be. She is as happy. Second regel, not year. Regel. But it's because life gets more normal.
Speak to watch.
Life gets more normal. Afalpi she dying lo yikid the shivcha. Even if you never went to your father yet, you never had a chance to go. But the second regel already, it's not the same. It's not the same. Not the same excitement to go tell your father, oh, I've got such a good guy. Even though you never told him yet. But a second regal already, it cools off. Umasnisen diktoni regal echad yikayim. And the Mishnah that said one regel you can stay married, Hainu Beredufa. That's what the Mishnah Gemara said, right? Because you're all excited. Beregel Rishon. Shalholcha Dayin Bishum Pam Achar Lahagachivcha. You never told your father yet what a great guy you got. Vaha Diktani Shnayim Mikayim. And when do we say two yontifs you can still stay married? Bishayna Redufa. What does that mean, Shayna Redufa? Klomar. Beregel Shani Oshlishi Shalchupa. Shayna Redufa. AFLP, you're not so excited anymore. Why? That's human nature. AFLP, Shadayin Lo Igida Shivcha. You never told anybody yet how great she is, how great he is. Hoel, the Ichara, Milaleches, Le Regal Rishon. Why? Because there was some delay, you never went for the first Yontif. You didn't go. V'asi Shapir, Hagarsin, and Bechal Asvarim. And that makes sense. That's the Girsa that I think makes sense. So it's interesting how. A lot of fights, but just interesting. The whole concept comes from this. You know? A whole different, that has nothing to do with anything. Has to do with a neder against your husband, or the wife, the father. Okay. Now that we said all that, now the Gemara has a few lines of Agadata, of like, Oz ha-yisi be'enov kimotzeis shalom. It's talking about the relationship between Hashem and Klai Yisrael, one's a chas and one's a kala. Klai Yisrael is like a kala, right? To Hashem, right? That's what it says. It says, "Oz yisi be'enav kimotzeis shalom." Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ki kala shenimtzeis shlema bebeis chamia. It's like a kala that becomes whole in her father-in-law's house. Uredufa leilach lahagat shivcha beis avia, and she's running to tell how excited she is about the relationship, about the marriage. Another type of idea like that. Vaya bayom hahu no'om Hashem tikri ishi v'lo tikri li od baili. The word ishi, my husband, is more intimate than baili, right? Baili means like a lord,
a boss,
exactly. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kikala beis chamia. It's like a kala in the father-in-law's house. V'lo kala beis via, not in her own house. In other words, she's so comfortable in the other house, in the husband's parents' house, right? That's a deeper relationship that's already called an ishi, my husband, and it's talking about Hashem and Klai Yisrael. All right?
Well, why don't you go to the husband's parents so he gets some crazy?
What? So that you see, you don't do that.
Why not?
Because she said so.
Let's be realistic, right?
I don't know. She said you're going, that's it.
All right? So we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
You too.